Well, it's possibly the prize gift of the holiday season, those electronic tablets. And boy, do we have a lot of choices this season as opposed to only a year ago. Joining us live, Brian Cooley, who's CNET's technology expert and editor. Brian, good morning. Great to have you with us, and happy Thanksgiving in advance here.
Appreciate it. Good morning.
You know, it used to be we looked at the iPad and we said, wow, that's great. What's going to happen when the competition gets really good? Well, the competition's gotten really good. What do you think?
Yeah, it's really good, and it's also tending to be smaller. So no one has had enormous success taking on the full-size iPad, but in the game of smaller tablets, that's where the action is. This year, we're going to see the growth of small tablets move at a double rate that of the overall tablet market. In other words, the small tablets are what's hot by 2x. The iPad mini is a response to that. It was announced a few weeks ago, but at $330, it's still a bit on the pricey side. And what's interesting about it is it's nearly 8-inch in its screen size, which I find doesn't fit on an inside jacket pocket. And that's the kind of thing you got to think about.
Wow.
Because once you get past all the stuff and all the gimmickry and all the tech specs, a tablet needs to be affordable, easy to carry, and easy to use. And I find the iPad mini is a little too big. So I am more partial to the 7-inch tablets. That means the Google Nexus 7, in our opinion, or the Amazon Kindle Fire HD 7-inch. Both of those are $199. It's a lot cheaper than the $329 for the iPad mini.
All right, so if you find one that's the right price, you find one that fits inside your pocket, which is a pretty good thing to point out.
Yeah.
Anything else we should consider when deciding which one to buy?
Here's another thing. If you want to use a tablet to replace your laptop, you really can't do that. Tablets are not productivity tools. You can tap out an email, absolutely. You can run a word processor on them. It's not real satisfying. The one that goes against that trend, though, is the Microsoft Surface, which is the new Microsoft tablet. It's got a large hill to climb to be highly successful, but for $600, you can get one that has 32 gigabytes of memory, quite a bit of storage, and has a cover that is also a keyboard when you flip it open, and it runs Microsoft Office, which is built in, Word, Excel, all that stuff. So that's your first tablet that I've seen that can credibly say, I am a tablet computer, not just a media tablet, which is what I consider the iPad and all the rest of them to be.
Brian, when people buy tablets today, are they buying tablets that have access wireless, or are they buying those that get into Wi-Fi?
They're buying Wi-Fi for the most part. I think it runs still about, I want to say close to 65-70% are Wi-Fi only. And the remaining third or so of the last numbers I saw also have 3G or 4G, which is the cellular network connection. They all have Wi-Fi. The question is, do you add cellular on top of that or not? To me, Wi-Fi is a mobile technology, whereas adding cellular on top of that makes it truly portable. Then you can go anywhere with it and be connected. That's a difference depending on how you're going to use it.